welcome back to the cabin. This is the Up North Podcast, heard live on Wednesday nights on the radio and on the weekends wherever you find your new favorite Wisconsin podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Sarah Yacoub and Kirk Bangstad. Sarah?
In our last segment, we had the honor of hearing from a parent in Fall Creek who is courageously going to bat for all of our kiddos. And now we're going to segue into the professional pitfalls facing our teachers and our schools in this pandemic.
So thanks, Sarah. So it's not impossible to create safe environments for learning. I mean, it takes a little work and a little compassion, but it's not impossible. And a lot of teachers have reached out to me and have said, thank you so much for taking some of these school boards to court, because we are in danger as well. And the school districts, when they are kind of being overrun with these anti-maskers, aren't thinking about the teachers. And so we're going to introduce Tasha in a second, but check this out. This is her story, and I want to hear more from you, Tasha. But when I heard this, I was like, we got to get her on the show, because she had a newborn baby. She was faced with potentially having to teach in front of kids getting COVID. Kids under the age of one are very susceptible to anything. And so seemingly her school district gave her the option to either teach in front of, you know, kids who might be getting COVID, who could have passed on COVID to her, or resign. And so she was forced to resign. And not only did she resign, but now they're trying to collect $3,000 from her because of a breach of contract, because she didn't finish out her contract. I thought that was just crazy. So Tasha, what did I miss? Oh, and then also joining us is Brad LaPointe, who was the principal in Fall Creek, and he retired last year, but he has been helping Tasha kind of navigate this crazy system, this crazy kind of turn of events for her. So Tasha, let's get your story first, and then let's talk to Brad and see what he has to say.
Hi, thanks for having me. I originally went in hoping I could get some additional unpaid leave in order to maybe teach until I could maybe get vaccinated, or until it was safer to return to school. And I was denied several times for unpaid leave. I took several other routes to see what I could do to try to protect myself and protect my family. And all of those additional routes were denied to me. I think the hardest part is knowing that if I was to teach in several schools around the area, that they would have approved that additional unpaid leave and allowed me to stay home where it was safe, and then allowed me to return when it was better for me to return to school.
So Tasha, so first of all, let me remind everybody, you said unpaid leave. It's not like you were asking for any extra money while you were taking some more time off with your newborn who was potentially at high risk. Can you tell us when this happened? Because we're talking about Fall Creek still, and we're taking, you know, the school board to court now, but when did this happen to you and related to the COVID outbreak?
This happened in the 2020-2021 school year, so last school year.
And you're teaching now, though, not in Fall Creek, right?
Correct, yep.
In Augusta, right next door.
So, yes, again, right down the road.
There, you know, districts that would make accommodations and things like that. And Brad, you are the you are a retired principal from Fall Creek, and so you've been observing this. And look, Tasha, you know, this is Tasha Newton that we're talking to here, former teacher in Fall Creek, and Brad, it's not just Tasha; it's school districts across the state and across the country that appear to have they've very much struggled with safe learning environments, which, as we said at the top of the segment, it's not impossible to have safe learning environments. But, Brad, do you feel like some of these school districts weren't working hard enough to try to make sure that kids, teachers, staff, and their families stayed safe?
You know, Pat, here's the thing. I think every parent sends their child to school with the expectation that their student will be cared for, their student will be safe, they'll be in a great learning environment. The thing that absolutely boggles my mind is that as a nation, we're willing to spend millions of dollars to prevent school shootings, yet somehow we're going to let a deadly killer in the front door. And by the way, you don't have to wear a mask either. Just come right in the front door. And we already know that kids have died from COVID. So, I mean, the measures we've taken for school shootings, the money that's been spent, and somehow in that story of safety, we're going to turn our backs on it now. It doesn't make sense to me. I just don't get it. I mean, I have my theories, but I just don't understand
for sure. Brad, what did you try to do to help Tasha navigate this? Did you try to fight on her behalf with the school board, or who was making the decisions not to allow her to take this unpaid leave?
Well, I mean, when I found out about it, you know, what happened is that somebody called the Augusta school district, called me and was looking for an art teacher. And I said, well, I happen to know one. And I want to say this, that I kind of had to talk, and Tasha, I hope, would agree with me, that I think she was in a place where she was really, really sad. She started in Fall Creek teaching. She bought a house, started a family. She was where she wanted to be. And then, I mean, and she was art teacher of the year. I couldn't understand. I mean, any administrator, no matter what business you're in, wants to keep the very best people you have, and to let one of the very best people you have go, even though she made every provision to kind of make it work, they still said no. And I reached out to the superintendent, but at that point I didn't get any kind of response whatsoever. And it was more like Tasha and I ended up talking to the school attorney. I've been trying to navigate this as much as I can. It turns out that this is kind of a critical moment, I believe, for Tasha, because I am not an attorney. I do know school law. I don't know contract law. I have been researching it, but I just don't know how you let the art teacher of the year walk out of your building and with the ultimatum, either you work or you quit. And here's the thing too. She's a teacher. Do you want your children to go to school and be taught by somebody that loves and cares about kids, and yet she's going to turn her back on her own family? It makes no sense. It's just mind-boggling. I just don't know what to say. I'm kind of like Gina. It's like, I like Joe. He's a nice guy. I just don't know what the hell's going on here, you know?
Well, and, you know, this idea that as a community, they wouldn't support a young mother or protect this baby is just baffling on so many levels. But, you know, to Tasha, what do you think some of the barriers are to sanity, if you will, or, you know, the schools being able to be reasonable? Because your story is not normal. It's not fair. It's not right. Why are we getting this wrong?
I think the biggest response I got from my administration as to why they wouldn't allow this is because they had actually denied two moms before that were asked for additional unpaid leave. So if they would allowed me, then it would have been unfair for those moms which were denied it. Again, that was not during a pandemic, And then also they think that that's what's best for students, but I'm confused as to why it would be best for students to take a new mother that is not prepared to return to work, that is mentally and physically unprepared to return to work, and putting her in front of children and having their children's safety in her hands is what's best for kids. Because I am always considering what is best for kids. And I personally can tell you that is not what's best for kids whatsoever.
It fits right in with what we're seeing, again, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country, and I don't have the figure in front of me, the number of women who have left the workforce, and not often, you know, voluntarily, but because of circumstances that ranging from an unsafe workplace to expensive and hard to find childcare, to healthcare concerns, and of course, everything that's with the pandemic. We have so many mothers who are not in the workforce, who would like to be in the workforce, but who know, Sarah, to borrow a nickname of yours, a mama bear, who know that care and safety are going to come first. So I guess, Tasha, I'm wondering if you see any turning of the corner on this? And in our last segment, we talked to a parent who is, helping bring suit to try to get a court to force these school districts, to embrace pandemic safeguards. So maybe part of that legal backlash is turning a corner. But from the folks that you talk to, both professionally and in the communities of Fall Creek and Augusta, do you see any sign of a turning of a corner toward people understanding the foolishness of not trying to do everything we can to end this pandemic?
I think where I currently am, the administrators are doing everything in their ability to make sure that we, the teachers, are as safe as possible. They're providing booster clinics for teachers that are choosing to get vaccinated can get boosters now. And they're really pushing and making it as safe as environment with what the board will allow. So I feel much safer in that environment. But here in Fall Creek, I'm not sure what's going on.
So let me just postulate on what I think is going on, Tasha. And what I think is going on is there's been this strident kind of drumbeat of that COVID isn't real, that 1.1% of kids die from it, and that means that we shouldn't even think about it, even though they will become vectors through which the virus spreads to the community. I think there's just a huge lack of empathy, and I'm going to put my political hat on. I mean, the entire Republican Party seemingly has just thrown empathy into the garbage. And if you can't empathize with a mother of a newborn during a pandemic, if you have to think about your rule that says, well, we didn't grant this last time, and now that you've been forced to resign, and seemingly you were the best art teacher of the year, you're forced to resign. We haven't even talked about this, but they're coming after you for $3,000 now because you didn't fulfill your contract after they forced you to resign. Like that to me is not only, I mean, it's a lack of empathy. It's a hateful lack of empathy.
Kirk, I think I'd take it one step further that it's a lack of empathy in the pandemic, but add to it. And Brad, I want your 2 cents on this. What was far beyond a lack of empathy, it was outright hostility toward teachers that has dated back over 10 years now. That hostility of seeing teachers as something just to be treated badly gets that much worse in a pandemic. Brad, I'm sure you've seen that over the past decade.
Well, absolutely. And I'm sure you're referring to back with Scott Walker. Fall Creek's a small community. Let me make this perfectly clear. I love the school. I love the kids. I love the parents, the staff there. But in that small community, generally speaking, you wouldn't see any of what we're talking about right now, except for the pandemic. And I can tell you this, it got real for me. My wife and I both retired. And her dear friend, Warren Bovey, retired with her.
Yeah,
and
sure.
3 months after his retirement, he got COVID and he passed away, mm-hmm. which was absolutely devastating for my
wife. Up here in Chippewa Falls, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that changed our lives, right? We had planned on getting back in the schools and maybe subbing for fun, but all of that changed. And we talked about, again, doing it this year, but it's just that everything is so lax now that it's more unsafe now than it was a year ago. So I know what you're talking about. I think social media has a way of making people more bold than they would be if they were in person. And sometimes it turns out who can shout the loudest or mm-hmm. who can show up to a school board and show how angry they are. And we're going to change this and so on and so forth instead of, what happened to empathy? What happened to civility? I mean, do we have to, and I realize there's two sides, but can't we just get together and work together again in some capacity? I mean, this thing with the Kildaw family and Tasha, just that's not the Fall Creek I know. And I'm sure if you were to talk to other people in that community at the school, they may may say, yeah, that it doesn't seem right. So it's a hard thing. I do believe this too, and I don't want to take up too much time. I think that this is a perfect forum for people to speak out, and the silent majority may have to start voicing their opinion.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tasha. Thank you, Brad, for joining us. It really has been a pleasure. Keep up the awesome work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Thank you both so much. We'll take our final break, and then we'll start to wrap things up here as part of the Up North Podcast.